When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Coach, can you talk about Shep? You know, you've only had him for 2 years. Can you just talk about what, you know, what he's brought to the locker room with the team and how he closed out, potentially closed out his career?
Yeah, good teammate, has a lot of energy. You know, he's been here for a bit. This is the only team he's played for. This is an important organization to him. But I'd just say as a really good person, a good father, I've got a lot of respect for Shep. And, you know, towards the end there, we're trying to get him, you know, bumped up there, gave him a look pass. And I told him a younger Shep might have made that guy miss and run in. So, but it was good.
Daves, how important is, I know, obviously, the final record is not, you know, where you want it, but how important is it for the big picture? Finishing strong, getting a win against the Eagles at the end, so everything that you're looking to establish.
Yeah, I mean, 1 year is so different than the next. I'm just going to enjoy this one here. I mean, we were 3-3 in the division. You know, I thought we got off to a really good start in the first half, played physical game, made some explosive plays, played complimentary football. So, you know, I'm just happy for the guys right now. You know, there's a long time between now and the next season, as you all know. So just enjoy this one and, you know, proud of the way the guys competed and fought and ultimately made more plays.
Right, in that vein, can you speak, obviously, a lot of decisions to be made in the offseason, Saquon being one of them. Can you speak to his day-to-day and if this was potentially his last go-round?
Yeah, there's so much time between now and next season, it'd be all speculation.
You know, but his night tonight, you know. Just
yeah, no, made a nice play down the sideline. I thought Ty found him. Nice play call, kind of motioned him out and empty, ran a rail route, did a nice job on a check down, you know, got him involved in the red zone, made some nice plays, so it was good.
You talk about, you know, I know you try not to have regrets, you play the players that are healthy and out there, but do you ever have a moment to say what the season could have been if Tyrod didn't get hurt in that Jet game and didn't miss the time he had?
No, just play the guys that are ready to go. You know, look, we had some close ones. Didn't end the way we wanted to end, but very proud of the guys, the way they competed, particularly this last whole stretch of you know, the way they competed. I was really proud of them.
Talk about Tyrod's performance today.
Yeah, I mean, last week I think he started 58 games. Last week was his second 300-yard game in his career. Did he get one tonight?
We aren't sure.
Okay, so you know he had one last week. I thought he did some good stuff this week. So. True pro.
You Waller got banged up a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of guys got banged up throughout the game.
And he came back in.
Yeah.
Sometimes a veteran doesn't come back into a game like that. You know what I mean? I mean, does that say
give me an example.
I mean, just in general, sometimes guys, you know, they choose not to play at the end. You're not playing in the playoffs or anything. The fact that he did, is that what you want to see? You know, as a culture around this team?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot of experiences with that in 25 years, but I mean, I'm sure there's some. But, you know, we're pros, so you go out there and compete and do everything you can do to try to win a game.
Bobby Okereke had that leap on the push.
Yeah.
Is that something that his coach talked about? Because Carl Banks earlier in the week had talked about what he would have done.
I think he thought he moved the ball a little bit, so. Took a chance on it.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Wandale and, you know, the way he's ended the season?
Yeah, he's finally getting healthy. I mean, really healthy. So he's got quickness, speed, good with the ball in his hands. I've said that plenty of times. I know early in the season, maybe not as productive, but I think that was a result of him fighting through and his knee. And that's a tough thing to do when you're a skilled player that relies on quickness and speed and explosiveness. And I'm sure happy we have him. I think he's going to be a good player for us. He's a great teammate. Glad we got him.
When you look across at the other sideline, you see the Eagles, and you see all the talent they have, are you kind of scratching your head going, why are they struggling so much down the stretch?
Yeah, I'm just focused on the Giants. So thought our guys competed, practiced well. I mean, they've done that all in this whole back half here. It's good to end off on a win.
Coach, can you talk about the job the coordinators did today? I mean, looked like they emptied the playbook, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they try to do that every week. It's what you try to do. Put your guys in good position, go out there, and compete to try to win a game.
Babes, you had to shift around the offensive line today.
One more time, sorry.
Excuse me, you had to shift around the offensive line today with Schmitz being out.
Yeah.
Talk about, those guys, Pert, had to come in today, obviously.
Yeah.
Center, had those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've done that, throughout the week. Worked a couple guys out this morning. They couldn't go, so a credit to those guys of being able to play multiple spots. But we, do it through walkthrough, some of practice. That's why you kind of move guys around a little bit. So, Glow was a tight end for us, and now he's in guard, and Bredesen and Parrott came back and played right tackle. So thought they competed well.
Four turnovers, Brian. 5 sacks. How'd you feel about the defensive performance today?
Yeah, I'd say just team. The team performance was good. There was some good team football in there. I got off to a fast start. Just thought it was good team football.
Brian, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your players.
Yeah.
How important is it, or is it important for them to end this season psychologically on a high moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's anytime you win, it's a good thing. And this is obviously our last game of the year. I certainly would like to be playing still. But, again, their attitudes, the way they handle their business day in and day out in our building, I'm really proud of the guys. That's a happy locker room, as it should be.
What's the next couple of days going to be like at the end of the season without having to prepare for a playoff?
Yeah, a lot of meetings.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.